Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
For the 12th year in a row, the Bloomington South Panthers girls track team are regional champions. Congratulations to Tom Stokes and his gang as they won the Bloomington North Regional yesterday with 84 points. City rival Bloomington North finished second on 72. Jeffersonville finished a distant third with 53 points. But the night belonged to Todora Galuska in the 800 meters, as she was the individual champion there. South is also going to send all three of its relays on, including the 3200 relay that also was victorious yesterday. In the team track and field format, you've got to score points, and South, they did that. South littered the board with great performances yesterday that pushed them over the finish line. Zaria De Sosa, she finished fourth in the 1600, while Maya Haggerty was fifth. Jordan Monson took fourth in both the hurdles events. Senna Hendricks was fourth in the 100 and the 200. South also had Tori Bama and Annika Furr finish fifth and sixth, respectively, in the 3200 meters, while Bailey Silvers took fifth in the high jump. Mackenzie Williams finished tied for fourth in the pole vault, adding more points to the South total and giving them their 12th team championship in a row. Fantastic stuff for the Panthers. Congratulations to the Purple and White as they advance to the state championships right here in Bloomington coming up, the girls, Saturday, June 3rd at the Billy Hayes Track Complex at Indiana University. North finished second on their home track as Elena Walls won the discus and Dontrice Barbie won the shot put. North also had champions in the 1600-meter relay. Don't forget Dave and Glass and your phone calls here on a Wednesday night in the zone 6 to 7 right here on WGCL. I'm Mike Glascott, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The softball sectionals are heating up, and last night, Edgewood beat Brown County in the semifinals in Sullivan to advance to the championship game. The red and black of Mick Hammett avenged two regular season losses against the Eagles as senior Carly Bland, while she picked a great night to throw her first shutout of the season. Edgewood 5, Brown County nothing. Bland gave up 8 hits, but no runs, no earned runs. She struck out 2 and walked 2 as the Mustangs advanced to tonight's championship game against the hosts, Sullivan. Peyton Acuff, the leadoff hitter for the Mustangs, went 2-for-4. She drove in a run and scored twice. Also, Grace Brettfeld, it seems like every time we talk about Edgewood softball, she's involved. 1-for-2, she drove in 2 of the 5 runs for Edgewood. Edgewood now finds themselves 16-8 and finds themselves just 7 innings away from a regional berth. At the Bloomington North sectional last night in softball, the Southside Panthers of Meg Montgomery beat Columbus North 8-0. Addie Benham threw a complete game one-hit shutout, striking out 12 and only walking 2. South's offense was led by Cindy Chambers, the second baseman. She went 4-for-5, drove in a run, and scored twice. Benham also went 2-for-4 at the plate and drove in a pair of runs for the Panthers. Bloomington South advances to Thursday night's semifinal matchup against city rivals Bloomington North. Kenzie Ridge was up to her old tricks. Her complete game 5-hitter last night featured 16 East Central Trojan strikeouts. North wins 4-0. Ridge was 1-for-4 at the plate, but it was the one hit that drove in 2 runs. Deb Jones also had a pair of hits and scored 2 runs for the Cougars. It's North and South, 6 p.m. tomorrow night, the first semifinal. The winner gets the winner of Shelbyville and Columbus East for the sectional championship. I'm Mike Glascott, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.